This is The Power Inside,
a podcast that will empower you to embrace your perfectly imperfect self and to live the life you want to lead. I'm your host, Yael Toledo, a marriage and family counselor, author, motivational speaker, wife, and mom. Let's dive into this journey of life together. We all fulfill different roles in our lives. Some are roles that we choose and some are self-imposed, but they are roles we play. What happens, and it happens to all of us, is that when we feel lost, we don't recognize ourselves in those roles, or we end up with an overwhelming discomfort that we don't know how to deal with. This disconnection can occur in one or several of these roles, depending on the moment of life you find yourself in. For example, a few years ago, I had an identity crisis professionally. Well, now I feel lost as a mother of adolescents. I need to discover who I am in this new role. I used to be the director of their lives, and now I need to take a step back and become a supervisor. And let me tell you, it is not an easy moment to navigate, but this identity crisis are filled with opportunities for growth, understanding, and reconnecting with yourself. So as I was saying, an important transition for mothers happens when our children enter adolescence because we face two challenges simultaneously. On the one hand, you may feel uncertain and ask yourself who you are and where you fit into this new dynamic. But at the same time, we must support our children in what may be their first identity crisis. We must see adolescence as a time of exploration for them, when rather than finding the answers they want, they will begin to lose themselves completely. Although they want to find themselves, their desire to belong or to be included and seen by their peers becomes the priority to them. I was just talking about this the other day with a friend who shared a reflection with me that I want to share with you. She told me that the process that we mothers go through in our children's adolescence reminded her of when Hashem created the world. He worked and worked for 6 days, and on the seventh, he rested and led a beautiful world full of people who feel freedom to create, choose, and act according to their free will. A world that is not perfect, but that has infinite potential. A world in which humans understand that actions have consequences and rewards, but above all, a world where people know that no matter what, God is always with them. This is a very similar process that we as parents go through when we leave our role as director and become a supervisor. We must take a more passive role, let go of control, sit back, and watch our children start to fly, allowing them to make mistakes, allowing the natural consequences of their actions to lead their growth, but at the same time, making sure that they never forget that we are there for them unconditionally, to support them, to guide them, and to accompany them. So yes, as mother, this particular time in life is complicated for a number of reasons. Because, number one, we have to understand how we fit into our new role and accept it. Number two, we tend to exert our control over our children even more when we feel like we're losing them. And this results in wasted effort, which only further disconnects us from our authentic self. And because, number three, it is at this moment that we realize how much energy we have dedicated to our children in those first years of life and how, without realizing it, we have neglected our relationship with our friends, extended family, partners, and even with ourselves. But as with everything, we can approach this moment with pain, with a feeling of abandonment, stress, and impotence, or we can turn it around and see it as an opportunity to meet, rediscover, and recognize ourselves. So what steps can you take now? For starters, hey, don't panic. The most beautiful thing about identity is that it can change, and you have the absolute power to choose which roles you have to assume and how you want to assume them. You have to do this work. It's not easy, but it is completely doable. And there are three key steps. The first thing, as I always say, is awareness. Understand what phase of life you are in and what you can do. Learn or acknowledge to move past the confusion and develop understanding. Then you can connect with those passions that perhaps have been dormant for a while. You can restart your art classes, read more, or go out with your friends. You can go on a trip with your partner. Maybe go back to studying. Now that you have more time, how do you want to use it? And while you are at it, why not think about what your life purpose might be? You came to this world to leave it a little better. What are you doing to fulfill that mission? And finally, remember that our children, above all else, look to us as their example. How we treat ourselves, our partners, and other relationships will probably be the go-to for how they do it in the future. So, look for balance. Don't get lost trying to satisfy everybody's needs while always putting yourself last. And if you're in a relationship, prioritize each other because you both deserve it. Give yourself time, attention, and affection. It is time that as women, we understand our role beyond that of a mother. And let's look for what inspires us every day, because as we say at Momentum, inspire a woman, you inspire a family. Inspire enough families, you inspire a community. Inspire enough communities, you can change the world.
Thank you for listening to The Power Inside with Yael Toledo. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to Momentum Podcasts on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Join Yael again next time for more life-affirming guidance rooted in modern psychology and timeless Jewish wisdom.
You're listening to a Momentum podcast. For unlimited inspiration, wisdom, and empowerment, visit MomentumUnlimited.org.